Yes, it's time once again to greet the program which offers a simple recipe that cooks up into entertainment for everyone. The ingredients? Just a smile and a song.
At night, all big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas,
the same. Yes, sir, we're way out west tonight. Way out in the shooting, tooting country where men are men and women are fighting to keep them out of them there gambling hells. Leastways, that's the way it is in them Hollywood pictures, and they ought to know because they invented it. So here's a toast to Gary Cooper and Gene Autry and Jane Russell and the whole bunch that spend so much of their time deep in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas, the rabbit runs around the brush.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the cowboys cry in Indian. Deep in the heart of Texas,
howdy.
Howdy.
You can take them itchy fingers off of them triggers. My intentions are strictly peaceful. I just rode into this here ranch of yours to tell you them Navajo Indians is on their warpath again, and they're in a scalping mood.
Hey, guess you was a mighty skinned yourself, partner. Or you was a victim of some of your ma's corn liquor, maybe.
No, I weren't scared. Reckon I can take care of myself. I just thought you might be wanting to take some precautions, that's all.
What part are you from, stranger?
Well, begging your pardon, ma'am, I didn't see you there in the shadows. Well, I ain't from no particular outfit. Just drifts into a strange outfit and saves the rancher's daughter from the rascally foreman who's head of the rustlers. But don't let me interrupt you folks if you're having a sing-song. You go right ahead and maybe I'll join in now and then, if and I may.
Why, sure.
Sit down. Sit down.
Come on, Mary Lou. You was going to give us a song.
Oh, now, boys, you don't want to hear me sing.
Yeah, surely we do.
Come on, let's have it.
You've got a right party voice for singing.
That's right, Mary Lou. That there singing of yours keeps my cows from getting restless.
Oh, well, if you put it like that, well, all right, then.
Good on you. Yeah.
You are my sunshine, you are my sunshine, you are my sunshine, only you.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
You told me once, dear, you really loved me, and no one else could come between. But now you've left me and love love another, you'll regret it all someday.
You are my sunshine,
my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take
singing, yeah.
Yeah, it reminded me of my poor dead ma-in-law.
Tell me, stranger, I'm former this year outfit. What makes you think we'll have a visit from them there Navajo Indians tonight?
Well, now I had to see him. You'll be seeing them tonight. But I seen some mighty suspicious-looking smoke signals when I was riding down the Sunset Trail. And I reckon they're what I seen before, just prior to when they was going on the warpath.
Jesus.
Oh, that looks like something, boys.
Is they so? Well, I reckon you're a liar, stranger.
No man calls me a name like that, partner, without causing some hot lead to fly.
You hold my new Stetson.
Well, you was asking for it, Foreman. These here strange hombres that ride in out of the night are mighty tough characters. Yeah, I reckon you was running the risk, all right. You ought to know by now that tough, mighty tough in the West.
Oh, they're tough, mighty tough in the West. And they're lots of curly hair upon their chest. Ah, you can never be a lily if you want to be hillbilly. Cause they're tough, mighty tough in the West. Ah, oh, they're tough, mighty tough in the West. Oh, West. And your figure must be quicker than the rest. In Chicago, there are tough guys, but the really real rough guys, where are they? Why, they're out in the West. Sing me, oh, Susanna, won't you marry me? And we'll all live as long as the old oak tree.
Oh, they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
Yes, sir.
And the sheriff goes to jail to take a rest. Those guys never wear galoshes. They throw iron bolts and washes.
And they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
Oh, they're tough,
mighty tough in the West.
Oh, and they bump them off with vigor and with zest.
That's my part.
Sympathy is never felt. You can hit below the belt. But they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
Sing it, oh, Susanna, won't you marry me? And we'll all live as long as the old oak tree.
Oh, they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
Come, Cyril!
And their beards are thicker than an eagle's nest. Dentists there have caveman manners, and they pull out teeth with spanners. Oh, they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
They're tough, mighty tough in the West.
You can never let your trigger finger rest.
Oh, you're not far.
And if times are going hard, you just double crush up hard. Cause they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
Singing, oh, Susanna, won't you marry me? And we'll all live as long as the old oak tree.
Oh, they're tough, mighty tough in the West. And they never change their socks or change their vests. Soap and water's just a laugh, for they never take a bath. Cause they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
You're the tough, mighty tough in the West.
Yahoo!
And the stranger there can never stand the test. They're the Russian guy named Rostock, but he's crammed to Vladivostok. Oh, they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
You're the tough, mighty tough in the West.
Oh, they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
Put the ramp in your mouth,
and they never change their socks and change their vests. By soap and water, just a laugh, for they never take a bath. Cause they're tough, mighty tough in the West. Come on, boys.
Oh, they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
And a stranger man can never tear the test. No, sir. Why, every hair upon their forebears like a steel spring, I remove them. Cause they're tough, mighty tough in the West.
Singing, oh, Susanna, won't you marry me? And we'll all live as long as the old oak tree.
Well, what you say is right, stranger. I reckon we ought to be setting up some sort of defenses. There I do.
Yeah, that's right, boy.
And might be something in it.
Yeah, we ought to.
Why do you suggest, stranger?
Well, now, what did I see him doing at that Western picture? Bums along the Mohawk, I think it were. What was it? Now I recollect. They wheeled all the wagons into a circle, and then all the citizens lay down behind the wheels and blazed away. That way they covered all angles, if you follow me.
All right, good idea.
While you're dragging them all into position, begging your pardon, and with your permission, ma'am, I'll sing a little ballad myself about them old wagons.
Why, that'd be right welcome, stranger.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then, boys, here we go.
Wagon wheels, wagon wheels, keep on a turning. Wagon wheels, roll along, sing your song, carry. The steamer at the landing, waiting for the cotton to load.
Go along, mule.
The boss is on the stand, and there's a pasture at the end of the road. Wagon wheels, wagon wheels, keep on a turning.
Behind the wagons, boys, and start shooting.
Boys, hold your fire, man. One of them redskins that hasn't bit the dust is coming forward with a white flag.
Well, here, let me talk with him. Well, red man, what have you got to say? Do you surrender?
How?
Hey, what's that mean when he sticks up his paw and says how?
I don't rightly know what it means, but I'll ask him. Big chief himself, I think. What is it, old chief?
How?
Well, don't just stand there saying how. What do you want?
How? Me big chief pretty full. Me want powwow with your chief.
I'm a foreman in this year outfit. Shoot the bull, fool.
We no come to fight. We come to have powwow, be friends, have nice hot cup tea. But you make with the fire sticks.
Well, I guess we misunderstood this guy. He's a peaceful engine.
Well, come right in and bring your pals pretty full. Say, who's the pretty gal with all the favors sticking out of her ears?
She my daughter, Trickling Water. She carry pipe of peace for all to puff.
Wow, that's all right nice.
Howdy, Trickling Water.
Right smart, I dear, yes.
Let's all sit down, eh?
My daughter, she hand round pipe. Everybody puff. While you puff, she sing. We make great peace powwow.
Good, fine.
Make with the powwow.
That's for me.
This way, Trickling Water.
You take pipe first. Mr. Foreman, you big white boss.
Oh, gee, thanks, Pickle Water. Here, you take a puff, stranger. That ain't my brand. I only smoke Benson and Hages.
Why, thanks, partner.
Now, daughter, she sink.
Yeah, I'll be good. Good,
sir. A medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look great, you shrug and say, it must have been something I ate. So don't get yourself in a snit, he said. Tuck your tantrums into your kit instead. It's disarming to be charming, quoth the medicine man, whom all agree, it's plain to see, nobody could be wiser than. If your temper's getting the top hand, all you gotta do is stop and pass the peace pipe and bury the hatchet like the jock. Those Chickasaws chattering, which you simply was due. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass the peace pipe and bury the tomahawk like those Chee-Chee Mays, Cherokees, Chapultepecs too. Don't be cranky, try to use a little control. When you're hanky, wipe off all of that war paint. And if you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Pass the peace pipe and bury the hatchet like the chalk. Those Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do. It was an old Indian custom of long ago that was known from the Navajos to the Navajo. And in those days they didn't have UNO, but they made peace by smoking peace pipes. And so, if you want to hover out west too, you will soon discover it's best to pass the peace pipe and bury the hatchet like the Chotos, Changos, Chattanoogas, Chicaros do. Even in colonial days, you knew the ceremonial ways to pass the peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chee-Chee Mix, Chipper Checks, and Chippewas do. Pull your ears in, try to use a little control. When all clears in, you be top man on the totem pole. So if you want to hover out west too, you will soon discover it's best to write that apology and dispatch it. When you've filed, it's grand to patch it. Pass the peace pipe and bury the hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochees, Chippewas, and those Chichimees, Cherokees, Chippewas, those Chichimees, Chippewas, and Chichimees, Cho-Cho, Changos, Chattahoochees, Chickaros, too.
Well, I sure enjoyed the visit of them Indians. I was right sorry to see them go.
Yeah, they sure were a good bunch, all right. But now I reckon I got something to say to you, partner.
What's on your mind, stranger?
Well, I plumb taken a fancy to this here gal of yours, Mary Lou. I reckon I'd like to offer her my hand in marriage. Now, seeing as how I reckon you got your eye on her yourself...
Wholeheartedly, stranger, you're hitting up the wrong trail. She ain't my gal, she's my daughter.
Well, I'll be an ornery maverick.
I got another daughter, too, just as pretty. Grizzly there, go and get Emma Line. Tell her I want her to meet the stranger what's moseyed in.
Sure, boss, I'll get her right away.
Meantime, I might sing you a little ditty myself about this here country around these parts. If you think you all could stand it.
Why, sure. Here, let's have it. Do that, boss.
Okay. I'll let her flicker.
Just a melancholy echo lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more, standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me. It's the call of the canyon, Once again I'm dreaming of you. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more. Standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
Here I am, Father.
Emmeline, I want you to meet the stranger that you now meet. Cowboy, meet Emmeline.
Howdy, stranger.
Why, I'm sure right proud to make your acquaintance, ma'am. And can you sing as pretty as your sister, Mary Lou?
Why, sure she can. Look, seeing as how the great big Texas moon is going down and the big desert sun will soon be a-peeping over the range, what about singing us that there song about daybreak?
All right, Father. I'll just bust right in.
Great saga of the Smoky West, your hero was John O'Malley, and with the choir you heard the featured voices of Joan Boots, Arthur Ward, Horace Hepper, Bernice Lynch, Joseph Barnes, and Doris Dale. Heart of Texas was written by Arthur Wilkins with special musical arrangements by George English. The whole show under the direction of Ivan Rickson.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Once again, we say au revoir to another singing show. This is John Casaubon saying cheerio for now, until we greet you all once more with a smile and a song.